morning. It's very good to be with you. I wouldn't want to miss the 8 o'clock service. The proud and the strong come to this service, so it's great to see you. It's a little toasty down here. I hear it's warmer in the south, so it's bearing itself out today. More of a good thing is always best, right? That's certainly what the disciples are thinking in the gospel today. Increase our faith, they say. They watch Jesus and they listen to what he says and they, what they are capable of doing or what they think they are. And with all their lingering doubts, they think, well, I just don't have enough faith in me to make any of that happen. I'm barely making it through my day as it is. Jesus, give me more faith. It's almost like we have a gas tank of faith that Jesus or someone can just fill up, and it means it's a tank that can actually run out. No doubt we can relate to them quite well. All of us have such days, and all of us wish for more of something to get us through it. And I would dare say some of us think of faith this way too. Maybe most of us. I think it has been taught and lived that way for the most part. And I think Jesus is telling us today, and has been all along, that looking at it that way is, well, wrong. The Greek word, which is translated for faith, is pistis. It is also the word for trust. I might make a case that this is actually a better translated word, better than faith for our generation. Think about the things we have faith in our society. We put a letter in the mailbox, and even with the occasional problem you might encounter, overwhelmingly, without fail, that letter miraculously gets to the person you mail it to. We trust it so much that we're indignant and bewildered when it doesn't happen like it's supposed to. The internet, I have to say, I don't understand it at all. And I know it goes down from time to time, but mostly I have great faith that when I get up in the morning and I turn on my computer, it will connect me to the world. I don't know how. TV images, over the air, I don't get it at all. I just have faith it will happen. Flip the light switch and light comes. Don't really understand all of that either. But I have faith in it. When we get on an airplane to fly anywhere, we trust that the pilot knows what he's doing, that someone's been watching that and keeping tabs on it. Just think if we didn't have faith in that. Just think about this. When you get on an airplane, you are basically getting into a flying aluminum can, and you're flying at about 500 plus miles an hour at about 35,000 feet, where we would freeze to death if we weren't in that can. You are defying the laws of gravity in every way. So if we didn't have faith in all of that, can you imagine what every flight might be like? We may never go on a flight. Most of them would never get off the ground, and the airports would not be jammed packed with people as they are now, eager to get on a plane and go somewhere. I actually find it amazing that every time we get on a flight, we passengers do not demand to have the pilots come out and have us interview them. Just think about it. You know, have them come out and stand there and ask them questions. Are you feeling pretty good today? Did you have a good breakfast? When was the last time you drank alcohol? Did you get enough sleep? No, we just trust. We trust that they have done all those good things and they are well trained, and if something does go wrong, they know what to do. The odds are definitely in the favor of believing just those things and having faith that this will most often happen just like this. See, we still overwhelmingly see faith as something we have, something we possess. Like the disciples say, give me more of this. If I just have more, I'll be better. Give me more of this so I can believe more. What Jesus is really saying is, no, I really can't give you more. What you can do is do more. Walk through your life trusting more. Faith is not something you get or have. It is something you do, something you live. That's a huge leap, and not the way we think about it when we hear it. This is why Jesus does not increase their faith. I might even be bold to say he really can't, because he knows how it works. He can't just give it to them. What he does instead with them and with us is show us the way, leads us, challenges us, asks us to get moving, to live into faith. He says to us what the youth who have been here in your church this past weekend have had as their theme, hashtag deep. Go deeper into yourself. Find the faith there, which is always there, a gift from your God. What Jesus says is what one commentator said so well about this, that in fact, faith counts for less than the apostles think. Only a smidgen of it. Less than they have now, most likely. And the extraordinary would become commonplace. The answer is not an increase in anything, not even faith. As Robert Capon puts it, when it comes to faith, they don't have to be winners. The gospel is not at all connected with moral or spiritual success. He says it's not as if we have a faith meter in our chests and that our progress toward salvation consists in cranking it up over a lifetime, from cold to lukewarm to toasty to red hot. We cannot be saved by our faith reading any more than by our morality reading or our spirituality reading. All of those recipes for self-improvement amount to nothing more than salvation by works. And we say we gave that up long ago. What Jesus is calling us to do are the things that get presented to us every day. The way to have more faith is to walk the way He did lead us and is leading us, doing our work, whatever that work is, with the faith, the trust that Jesus is with us in every act, with every step, to care for those who have less, protect the vulnerable in our society, to reach out to those who are lonely, to be friends to those who have no friends, to be part of the common good, and not, as one of my friends used to say, being a human speed bump. In short, to help keep the world going in a good way. That's faith. Faith that Jesus is with us in that, and even more with the full knowledge that we will fail in it. Essentially, we will guaranteed really stupendously screw this up from time to time. And guess what? God will take us back again and again and again. Knowing that and walking through life in that way, that is faith. You have enough of it already. You might say when it comes to faith, you either use it or you lose it. It's a thing of movement, not static. Not just something that sits there waiting for you to be given it or to take more of it. It is simply doing the things you do every day and doing them extraordinarily well because of the faith you have that the living Christ is with you at every step. We all would like more faith, but it's not something we get more or less of. It just is. You want a deeper faith? That makes sense. But don't look at Jesus to give it to you. Why? Because He already has, long ago, before you were even an idea. No, in this life, in this world, look inside yourself, deep inside you, and you will find it there. A gift given to you, all you need. Live from there, and you will have faith that will move mountains and can change your world and the world. My sisters and brothers, I've said these words to you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.